from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And stop worrying about Trent. I will have egg on the face this day 2 weeks from now if he's not done and ready to go in that game.
Yeah, it'll be before that, but yeah.
I am not worried about Trent, and I
won't. My worry went up today a little bit.
Did it?
Just based on the report that, you know, just a little bit of a reminder. You know, I have sat out before. In fact, I sat out a whole year,
yeah.
And I will sit out again. I will sit out week one is the report. From Jordan Elliott, right?
I thought it was Jeremy Fowler, but
Jeremy Fowler. Yeah, apologies. Yeah. Sometimes I get confused as to who's reporting what and where. But the report being that he will sit out week one if need be, and so I see that, and I think, okay. I mean, he's done it before. That to me becomes a little bit more of a pressure point than this ongoing Ayuk saga, because they need Trent a lot more than they need Brandon Ayuk.
I agree with that. Here, let's let everybody hear this from Jeremy Fowler so you can decide if this one kind of gets your anxiety up or not. This is from ESPN.
Well, I was told from somebody involved in the situation that he is not going to be available until he gets his contract adjusted. He's got 3 years left on his deal. That could bleed into the regular season with us just being a few weeks away. This is a player who's made about $150 million in his career. He's been taking up golf, kind of stayed away from the team, doing his own thing, still training, of course, getting ready for the season potentially. But he's not overly stressed to have to be out there right now, and he's the fourth highest paid left tackle despite being the best the last few years. So the 49ers know they have to do something here, could sweeten the guarantees on his contract. Mm-hmm. So they're dealing with Brandon Ayuk at the same time. They're trying to get this guy done. So they're hoping he'll be in the lineup here soon.
That one stresses you out a little bit?
Yep, more so. Just to hear it put to words like that, to hear that report come out that, yes, and I know that that's kind of the way that this was headed.
They already knew all that. What's new there? Why did that grab you?
What's new is the fact that it's now out there. And, you know, the report comes from the Williams camp of, like, just so you know, he won't play unless he gets a new deal. It's been understood. It's been assumed, but now it's known. Now it's out there.
I think they knew that. I think they knew that 5 months ago.
Right. But now the fact that it's out there now for me becomes a little bit more, it's a little bit more of a real thing.
Well, that's fine. I take that as Jeremy Fowler had a suit on today and there was a camera on and someone asked him for an update on the Trent thing. And he said exactly where it's been the whole time. Trent's not coming in without a sweetener in his guarantee or a change in his contract. The one thing, if there's anything of note in there for me, it's when he says he's the fourth highest paid one, even though he's the best. That's almost like their little marker of like, by the way, we want the best contract because we're the best, which I don't think is all that crazy. I don't think it's that much money to make that happen.
It's about $5 million a year.
Okay.
I mean, we're haggling over $1 million with Brandon Ayuk.
Are we?
The team's at 29 and he's at 30.
That's AAV.
That's the report.
That's AAV.
Right, but if you're Trent wants to be the highest paid, and that's more like $5 or $6 million a year over, what, 2 or 3 years? How many years are you going to give Trent?
But it's Trent. You've said it yourself.
Right, but he's 36.
He's vital.
But how much are you going to give him? How many years are you going to give Trent?
Whatever we need to get him back out on the field at age 36.
Like, it's, you know, you're going to give him a four-year deal? Pay him until he's 40?
No, I don't think that's what he's asking for. That's what I'm saying. I think you can hear it right there. They're like, so, I'm being paid as the fourth. I'm the first. Let's handle that. That doesn't mean 4 years pay me till I'm 40. That just means sweeten it. He even mentions it. Sweeten the guarantees. Man's 36 years old. There's going to be fat people leaning on him every day. Let's get some guaranteed money for that.
Fat shame.
Sorry,
in the
I don't
NFL.
Want to body shame anybody.
You just did.
But these are big dudes that eat a lot of food, and they're going to be like leaning on each other, and it hurts. So guarantee me some money. I still, with 2 weeks to go, don't think the Niners, again, because of his position, because he's 36, because he is the man in the NFL, I don't think the Niners want him sweating out August. I think that
he's already sweating out August. It's August 26th.
That's what I mean. I don't think they want him losing all of his effort in August.
Oh, right. Sweating
I just
it
don't.
Like that. Okay.
Yeah, like I am zero stress on Trent. Zero. But
my stress went from zero to about a two and a half.
Okay.
So I'm going from zero. Like
that's fine.
It's gone up because we're 2 weeks away. And, you know, you do want to get Trent in for some practices. And I understand that he's a veteran and it's great that he took August off. And you don't really need him to learn the scheme and like figure out how to block and where to put your hand on this play and that play. He's going to be good. But you do want to have him out there, the big fella, running around. And also, I think you want to have your offense fully comprised at some point here pretty soon. That way your quarterback, I don't know, can stop running for his life on every snap. And he was pressured on 9 of 14 dropbacks on Friday against a second and third string Raider defense.
Yeah.
That was not good. So if you want to talk about takeaways from Friday, one of my takeaways was your offensive line, as it is right now, is not very good. And that's a little scary.
I've always looked at offensive line as kind of they're a package deal. It's five people that need to be in total concert with one another. So if there's no Trent, the trickle-down effect is significant. And so add in that it's preseason, and I worry none about their performance right now, provided that Trent plays 2 weeks from today, and I have 100% confidence that Trent Williams will play 2 weeks from today. So I could be wrong, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
could call the 49ers a lot of things. I don't think they're stupid. And while all of us sit here and go, you have to have Trent, the Niners are like, we know.
Of course they know.
Yeah.
But
we know.
When do you need him in for him to be able to play?
That I don't know.
A 36-year-old, 340-pounder, and you're just going to have him like roll off the couch and play?
Well, I don't think he's on the couch.
You want to talk about soft muscle and soft tissue injuries?
I don't think he's on the couch, and I'm actually
I know where he's not.
Yeah. Well,
in Santa Clara.
No, he's not in Santa Clara,
right.
But I don't know at that age and at that size and at that ability and all of those things. I don't know what a doctor would say with regard to what would be better for Trent. I can tell you that I have heard there are multiple GMs around the league that think this whole thing is just a big show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have heard that. GMs around the league think that this is a big show and that this is Trent's going to be there when Trent's going to be there. And that this is a plan. I don't know this. I just know there are some on other teams who think this.
Yeah.
This has been the plan all along. You've heard DeSean Jackson be like, I was just on the phone with Trent. Trent's going to be there in a minute. Kyle's like, I was on the phone with Trent. Like, I think it's all good. I don't know if it's their plan or not exactly. I don't know if it'll work. Anyone can get hurt on any play anyway. But, like, I get the idea that at age 36 and 325 pounds, and like, literally one of the elder statesmen and vets, great vets of the league, if you tell me the right thing to do is just, like, work on your own in August, okay. Like, maybe that is the best thing.
Could be.
I don't know.
Maybe it's not. I mean, we have training camp, and, you know, training camp is not only to see who's going to make the team. Training camp is for your, like you said, your offensive line is a unit. It's a group of five, and right now of your group of five, your left guard has been hurt. Your right guard's a rookie. Your right tackle has been kind of there. Your left tackle is holding out, so your offensive line unit hasn't even been together 1 second of training camp. So you're expecting them to all get back together and hit the ground running? I don't think that that's the ideal way to go about it. So yeah, Trent Williams, 36, go ahead and chill, big fella, rest up, come in when you're ready. But you want to have your five-man unit, which is going to be a different unit than last year.
A little bit. Yep.
It's probably going to be different. Looks like Dominic Pooney's going to be your starting right guard if things hold as is. And I don't know, the right guard and the left tackle probably don't interact a ton on many of the plays unless the guard is pulling going to Trent's side. But you do want to have your unit all comprised and in there. And already your wide receiver room is a question mark. And your defense has a couple of guys you're hoping to get back. And it just hasn't felt like a very solid camp of everybody who's going to be there being in camp.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. But sometimes I do sit there and think about that a little bit. Like, how much of the concern, how much of the stress, all of the hand-wringing about all of this is simply the way we feel. I really do think that the Niners feel to many of you like they're 0-2, and they're not. And this could very easily, in fact, I would argue it's likely that all of the stress of the summer, just with a 17-3 halftime lead 2 weeks from now, is gone. Gone. It just dissipates right into the concession aisles. And you're like, let's go get another beer. The Niners are up 2 scores.
What is down 17-3 at the half?
Well, then we got a different argument. And quite frankly, right, with or without Trent, Brandon, or anyone else, that would be all kinds of concerning.
Exactly.
The New York Jets, while I think they're an interesting squad that's very talented in spots, they've got a very good defense. They have a 40-year-old quarterback coming off of an Achilles tear who didn't look very good the year before he had an Achilles tear. If the Niner defense can't handle that guy, who, by the way, they've kind of handled traditionally, especially in this building through the years, if they can't handle that guy, we got a whole different question. These holdouts aren't on defense. The New York Jets should not come in here and get more than 20 points. They just should not. So the 49ers should win that game no matter what's going on with all of this stuff. Certainly, I don't know about the troll Trent thing. That's obviously, that would be different. The Niners are a better team than the Jets with or without Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah. But,
and you already said that Trent's going to play 100% guaranteed week one. So and that being the case, then there should be no concern. But week one, crazy things happen, and you have an offense that, you know, so far in the preseason, you've had some offensive line challenges. I just wonder how this offense is going to look when they hit the field 2 weeks from today, and you have a camp that you haven't really had everyone together yet. You haven't had Brandon. You haven't had Trent. So all bets are off when it comes to, you know, 2 weeks from now. If you don't have everybody on the field, I don't think it's as easy as, well, Aaron Rodgers is 40 and he's got a bum Achilles, so of course you'll be able to handle him. Still a very good quarterback when healthy.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
When the hell's the last time we watched Aaron Rodgers play quarterback? By the way, it was for four plays where he didn't look very good.
Four plays.
But right. He's not. Aaron Rodgers, like, his mobility was part of his game. And it's gone. And it was gone before he got hurt. Like, yes, great arm, elite arm. But I don't know, man. He's 40.
Yeah. That sounds old.
They're not all Tom Brady. You can't just all play till you're 44.
Look at Russell Wilson. More guys play until, you know, like Drew Brees played until he was about 40.
Yeah. Do you remember his last year in Green Bay? They won 8-9.
Yeah. It's been a long time since Aaron Rodgers was really good.
Nobody in Green
good.
Bay, that team.
Yeah, he did.
And nobody.
They're better last year with Jordan Love.
Yeah, because they finally drafted some talent around him. Aaron Rodgers had to play with a bunch of rookies.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.